Fashion Day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the Podcastle!
Welcome to Kings of the Podcastle. King Zach here. The other kings are out searching for some sort of grail. This week we're going to hit you with the best of, but be sure to follow us on iTunes, check us out on Stitcher, follow us on the Beyond Pod app, and as always, at www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. Also, be sure to check out our sponsors, Audio Hog, at audiohogwith2gs.com. First up, we've got a little segment from episode 17. It is when the kings talk about their favorite comedic influences and what's brought them to where they are today. It's one of our favorite Facebook topics, and we're going to hit it with you right now.
Today on Facebook topics, we had somebody who asked us what our comedic influences are. So let's go around the table and discuss.
Mine early on, obviously Rodney Dangerfield. I listened to No Respect probably 150 times.
Really?
Yeah, I love that album, and I can recite everything from it. And then he was like my inspiration to love comedy. And then my inspiration to get into comedy was actually Dave Attell. He has a CD out called Skanks for the Memories.
Yeah.
It is the funniest CD. Like, I got that CD just on a whim. I was like, oh, let me buy a comedy CD. And I picked that one because it had an interesting title.
Skanks
for the Memories. And so I started listening to it, and I memorized some of his jokes. And I would tell them to friends who I know didn't listen to Dave Attell.
Sure.
And they would laugh their ass off. And I'm like, wow, that must be really cool to like say a joke to somebody that you wrote and have it be. Even though these weren't ones that I wrote, I was like, what if I started writing my own? Like, how awesome would that be? And so I say that, you know, Dangerfield and Attell were probably two of the major influences. Then Hedberg came in there, too. I love
that. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. What about you, John? I know that you're not doing stand-up right now, but I know that you also used to perform in comedy shows, so you have a huge comedic influence. Who would you
More
be?
Comedic actors, of course. Jim Carrey, for one, physical.
Oh, yeah, super
comedy
physical,
actors.
Which is exactly the kind of comedy that you used to do whenever you were on stage all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
super physical.
I'll take
you
it.
Used to talk out your ass?
He did.
I still do.
He did. I asked you a question.
I don't know if this is going to play in the story, but I just want to tell this story. So we used to do this Wild West show, and one of the things that I will always remember John Donovan doing during a show one time was we had this duck call. He was playing a deputy. It was a comedy Wild West show, right? So he has this duck call, and John will go on forever with this damn duck call, like playing musical notes on it, going burr, 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 burr. And then one day I was watching him, and he starts treating it like a car, like he's making engine sounds. He's like,
oh, yeah.
He's like, rah, 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 with a duck call, right? And he starts running around the stage, going crazy. Rah, 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 and then he runs backstage to the sound effects machine rah, and hits a car crash. So he's backstage now, and over the microphone, he goes, I'm all right.
Had to been there.
Yeah, you might have had to been there, but I'm just, it goes back to the physical comedy that I know that you do, that you love. What about you, Greg? What's your comedic influence?
Oh, man, I got to tell you, growing up just watching Looney Tunes, started out Looney Tunes with me and my dad always, you know, Yosemite Sam, I loved him, and Pepe Le Pew, that was our favorite. And then growing up, you know, seeing slapstick comedy like the Three Stooges.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'll tell you, the thing that got me going in stand-up the most when Devin was like, you know, you need to really start getting on stage and doing this. And I was like, all right, you know, so I tried to start going and get things going. It was when you and I were backstage with Gallagher.
Oh, yeah.
And I put my phone to record. I wanted to record every bit of advice that he had to give. And I just, it was like 2 hours of just audio.
Yeah, he was not afraid to talk because Gallagher was getting older.
Oh, my God.
And he was ready to start passing on his knowledge, it seemed
like.
Yeah,
and
he talked forever.
And he told me just, I mean, some of the best advice, and it still sticks in my head. He was like, when you hit that stage, he said, I want you to think of two things. He said, do you want to be the bad guy or do you want to be the good guy? And he walked off, and I was like, oh, shit, man. I mean, is this a trick question? What do I want to do? And then right before he hit the stage, I was like, hey, Gallagher. I'm sorry, Mr. Gallagher. Hey, which one should I be?
Hey, Joe Green.
Which one should I be? And he was like, he goes, you want to be the good guy. He said, you want everybody in that audience to connect with you on everything you say. If you're going to be the angry Texan, He said, you want everybody to be just as mad about the things that you talk about as you are. And it stuck in my head. And from this day, every time I get on stage, I'm like, I've got to connect with these people. I've got to make sure that everything I talk about doesn't just pisses me off. It pisses them off, too, and we can all laugh about it.
Right. For me, it was not nearly as deep as that story. But whenever I was growing up, I used to watch, God, what are their names? Abbott and Costello.
Oh, yeah.
They were huge for me. And Who's On First and all that stuff.
I know. I heard that bit when I was 15 and it murdered me.
Oh, my God. It just still to this day is one of the funniest comedic bits that you can get. You can probably find it on iTunes right now. Oh, yeah. Who's On First.
But, it's nice that you and John were able to see it debut on TV.
What are you trying to say?
Glad that we have some older gentlemen in the room here.
The gray hair. Braided out of their eyes hole.
I watched them whenever I was a really young kid. My dad bought Africa Screams, which is like one of their more popular movies, and I watched that damn movie.
Africa Screams?
Yeah.
Isn't there a porn named Africa Screams?
There might be. I don't know. But I watched that movie after school, like I swear to God, every day for years. And then as I got older, it became Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Eddie Murphy's Raw and Eddie Murphy Delirious. I've listened to those, watched the video. I would watch it relentlessly.
That explains your use of the N-word on stage, right?
I figure it's all right for him.
Yeah.
What was the Richard Pryor thing we watched the other night where what was his album that was like something N-word?
Oh, yeah. That's all of Richard Pryor's had the N-bomb.
And he
in
said
it. Yeah.
The title of his album, though, had the N-word in it, and he was like, she's like, so if I say it, he goes, I'll punch you in the mouth.
Yes, exactly. Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, and then as I got older, I was watching movies like Blazing Saddles and stuff like that. So it's always been slapstick / very hardcore stuff. What about Zach? Zach, do you have some comedic influences?
I do, actually. I grew up listening to Jeff Foxworthy. Like,
and really?
Then, yeah, and then Blue Collar came around, and
your
I
comedy's
lost
not
my
anything
shit.
Like that.
Well. Interesting story. None of you guys know this, but when I was a kid, I auditioned for a school play, and I did like a 10-minute Jeff Foxworthy bit and got the part. Off of Jeff Foxworthy's material.
Wow.
And at the end, I felt bad. I'm like, you
was
guys...
it Gone with the Wind? Like,
it was actually Charlie Brown.
What part did you play?
I played Charlie Brown.
You might be a redneck if you try to kick this football over and over.
He got Woodstock. Wasn't that his name? The little bird that never actually speaks. No lines. Anyway.
But yeah, I got into Jeff Foxworthy and then Ron White when Blue Collar came out. But always I was also listening to George Carlin. George Carlin.
Yes, oh, yeah. Of course.
He's awesome.
His whole bit on religion is awesome.
He does one bit on criminals.
Yeah.
And he's one of the ones that said, just pick a state that no one's in, like Iowa or something, and wall it off and just let them loose in there. Yeah. It was a really good premise, and for some reason that premise has always stuck with me. But he does that. He does the 7 things you can't say on TV that everybody listens to.
You know that's actually what it is now, being in radio. The FCC actually took those 7 words from that bit and kind of made that. That's kind of the standard rule now.
Yeah,
that's
a staple for the FCC now.
And it was all based off of his bit.
My favorite line in that bit?
Yeah.
You can prick your finger, you can't finger a prick.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, we ended that bit on yet another strong note by the ever-popular King Zek. Coming up next, we have the ever-famous Billy Floyd. A local musician stops by the realm and gives us a sample of his beautiful talents.
This segment, we have a very special guest joining us today. His name is Billy Floyd. Let's hear it for Billy Floyd,
yay!
Everybody.
Yay!
Love that guy.
Hey, he's a good guy. Awesome. I like that guy. He's awesome. Yeah!
Oh, man.
Give him a hand job, Greg.
Billy, how are you today, sir?
Good, man. Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. I'm sorry, man. I don't know what's going on over here, but I can't live with these headphones down that far. Oh, there we go.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I know.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be.
Have you had your inner ear checked?
No, I haven't, to be honest. I'll tell you what I'll do,
though. It's definitely not hair getting in the way of his hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm going to hook you up, bro. Just give me 1 second
here. Hey, Billy, I had a quick question for you.
What's up, bro? I'm hooking you up with Devin's...
And this will determine if I'm even going to like your music
that's
at all.
Fine, that's fine.
Do you like Dimebag Darrell?
I've never met him personally.
But you've heard his
music.
Seems
like, he seems like a cool dude. It's tragic what happened. I will say that. I've had a lot of good friends get some nice, beautiful tattoos in remembrance of Dimebag.
That was a very safe answer.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was. Now, well, listen, hold on. Now,
as
before,
close as he is to the window, that was a wise answer as well.
Before we get too far into it, let me explain why Billy, why people should care about Billy. One, he is a local Central Florida artist. He's done a lot of stuff. He's been with several bands, one of them Black in the Mind, who did a couple of albums albums that were pretty good. Then who else have you been with?
Smilin' McGee 6 years ago, Black in the Mind 4 years ago, Migs 2 years ago.
Wow, yeah. I mean, this guy has played with a lot of people that are pretty popular around the Central Florida area. And you've also gone on tours. One of them I know for sure was with Katie Tunstall.
Yeah, who that, else? That was my last one. My first one was with Ed Kowalczyk, who was the lead singer of Live.
Nipples are hard.
Yeah. hey, that is
huge Live fan.
We just were just
him.
Talking about that the other day, Devin.
I just saw him live, like, I guess you could say live. Yeah. I just saw him live.
So let me ask you this for upcoming starving bands. It was your band that went on tour
John,
with these.
John apologizes for interrupting.
No, it's good.
I'm so sorry.
Well, he thought he was about to start sucking his own dick, so he said, well, I'll go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
But how did you end up getting on tour with these big names?
Really, it was joining the band Migs in Tampa. They had gotten in touch with me because their drummer and I were in a band 10 years ago called Open, and they needed some people. They had let go of a couple people. Okay. My name was brought up as a recommendation. They got in touch with me. We hit it off immediately. I don't like your printer, so I've struck.
That's fine. Yeah.
Struck your printer. It's invading my bubble. It was actually just knowing the right person and being available at the time. It was I was in between jobs when the nice, wonderful market hit.
So is the old adage is right place, right time when you're
that,
in the music
that was
business.
It. I mean, it really is. That's one of the many ways to do it. A lot of it, I don't want to say it's luck, but a lot of it is being in the right place at the right time and trying to see it that way. Some of it is really
It's very
getting to know the right people.
Yeah, it's very important to John because John used to be in several bands as well.
A
hair band
which
one
is
time.
Kind of stunning.
He doesn't have any hair.
Hey.
He used to have hair, though.
He would have drank Sebastian Bach under the fucking table.
Actually, no, I did once try that, and it didn't work
out. Oh, wow. But
he's a
Johnny,
big boy.
Johnny, when I first met him, was in a band called
Joyful Sinners.
Joyful Sinners, yeah. Nice. And so he is very interested, obviously, in what you have going on.
I mean, there's so many different ways to do it. There really is a lot of different ways. A lot of the local artists, they get started as a solo musician. They pick up a couple other friends. They start playing the local scene. Hopefully, they can get into the bigger venues. They can kind of cross crowds with other bands. But without working with other bands, you're going to wear out your initial crowd in the very beginning. When first get going, that's the hottest you are. Your friends are coming, your mom and dad is coming, your aunt and uncle is coming. But 2-3 months in, they're not there anymore because they've been to every single show you've had.
And
so
they've seen it.
How do I get in touch with the Indigo Girls to sell my softball chicks? I'm interested in going on tour with them.
You're going to have to get in touch with their manager, actually. He does all their song buying for them.
Song buying.
Yeah, he buys their songs.
Yeah. Gotcha. So honestly, though, for like somebody who was trying to break into this and wanted to become a successful musician, or a solo musician, or even like you have done, like freelance, hey, I'm available guitarist, you know, do you have a position open? What would your advice be?
Well, I mean, they really have to, don't niche yourself into one thing. If you're a bassist and you can play guitar, learn some piano, learn some drums, learn some rhythm, learn some acoustic, learn how to harmonize. So when a band comes to you, if they have a bassist slot open and you've only developed yourself in acoustic guitar and you just completely omitted the bass, well, there goes one opportunity completely gone.
Right.
You know, so just play as many instruments as possible. Really make yourself almost non-expendable, which we are all expendable in the end.
Right. But, like, I'm going to get rid of some of these fuckers in here right now.
Yeah.
Greg, he's very good at the meat flute. I don't know if it's a...
that's actually very,
something that...
It's a very popular instrument nowadays.
It is.
I mean, usually you're paid under the table. You know, but,
he only knows the key of D.
Where is the rim shot on that one? My God, man.
Devin, man. I hope you... Devin, are you listening? I really hope you catch mesothelioma.
Thank you.
Who is that? I don't even know what that is.
That's from asbestos.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
It's just banned.
To add some reality to it, it's not that funny.
So you have...
I'm not laughing.
We are.
So we're going to talk some more with you, but first, I think you have a song. Are you ready to play a song for us?
I'm always ready.
So I'll let you introduce the song and do your thing. And,
hey, man, thanks.
Yeah, I think that's important.
unless you introduce the song.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Billy Floyd. Here we go.
It shouldn't be a tough act to follow that stupid softball shit.
You're laughing.
Listen, the hippo yawn. And the Lawrence of Arabia, I will never forget that.
Thank you. That's poetry.
This is, I don't even going to tell you what it's about. I'll let you make it up on your own. So this is called The Mexican. I'm tired of the way that you look at life with innocent belief. I'm weary and beat down by the lack of faith I've seen in whom I thought could follow suit. When come through when life gets down and dirty, I'm fed up with the lies and the seamless moments that you brush to the side. And don't waste my time with your lies. Don't waste, done with happy hearts and endless love. It's all just worthless while everyone sleeps tight. I pray and ponder on how I can make my dreams come to life. But you give nothing, you sit and wonder while you're still chasing dreams. Don't waste my time. And don't waste my time with your lies. And don't waste my time as you fade into the fire. Don't waste my time, time again with your lies. Don't waste my time. Here we go again. For you, listen closely, write it down. Better that you find out now. No longer will I hold it back. The truth will come to light. So gather up your tears and blanket. We both know tonight you need it. You and I know it's no secret that you're a parasite. Afraid to take the first step forward. Last to sacrifice the future. Tonight I'll take it one step further. Open up your eyes. You're a lazy bullshit talker. Take that chip right off your shoulder. Do a solid great big favor. Fade into the fire. And don't waste my time with your lies. And don't waste my time as you fade into the fire. Don't waste my time, time again with your lies. With your lies. With your lies. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time again. Don't waste my time again. Don't waste my time again. Don't waste.
Yeah!
Fucking awesome!
Oh my god!
That actually gave me goosebumps. Which kind of pisses me off because I just shaved my bikini region. So, but now it's itching real bad.
It's gonna get itchy.
Wow.
Dude.
That was great, Billy. That was really, really, really,
that
really
was
good.
fucking badass.
Yeah, thanks, dude. You're a badass. You are a badass.
Right. I want to do a Jaeger bomb with you, my friend.
Okay.
That was fucking badass.
That was awesome, man.
Get that Jaegeritis going, bro.
One more time, Billy Floyd, ladies and gentlemen. My God.
Fucking amazing. If you don't buy his CD or whatever this guy's putting out, you're a fucking moron. Buy that everything. Was fucking awesome.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Man. Right on.
So, and if you say anything bad about him, I'll whoop your fucking ass.
He's crazy. I've seen him do it.
Yeah, it's the angry Texan over there. Don't mess with that guy.
One of our favorite segments there with Billy Floyd. Coming up next, we have a segment with Zenith Nevers, a local comedian, where we talk about movies.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Zenith Nevers is here today. It's his first time ever on the podcast. So
he's
still learning. Still learning.
My podcast of virginity.
Yeah, there you go. And also joining us on this segment right now is our big friend, Big Clay. Hey, Clay.
Big Clay!
Hello, hello, hello.
There he is, right there. All right, I'm going to show you Clay.
He's trying to fill Devin's shoes.
Right into this
size 18
that
shoe.
That part right there.
There you go. You got it. Yeah, right. There he is.
And we also have a couple of chicks in the studio.
We do have a couple of chicks. I'm sorry. I've been neglecting you guys over there today.
Hey.
Of course, we're joined by the lovely Mia. She's here almost every week. And we have Stephanie. Now, Stephanie, put the microphone
AKA
back over there.
Major Wood.
Hey, Mike.
AKA Major Wood, yes. Stephanie is John's lovely girlfriend, and they're expecting a child. Yay!
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, what did foxhole mean?
I'm pretty sure it means where you put the fox.
Well said, sweetheart. Yes, well said.
Well said.
I think that happened about 8 months ago to her, so she knows.
Hey, 5 months. Five months.
There is a fox in the hole. There's a fox in the hole currently.
Oh boy.
Okay, let's talk some movies a little bit. Greg and I got to go see Star Trek Into Darkness.
All right.
It was absolutely fan freaking tastic.
It was pretty it was badass.
It was, I'm telling you, man, it was like I was thoroughly impressed by that movie. I would go see it again. I would.
You'd pay money and go see it again. You wouldn't wait for it to come out on video. It was that good.
I'm telling you, yeah. Like, well, if you guys wanted to go when we get off the podcast today, I would go with you. I'm not kidding.
You buying tickets for all?
No.
Exactly. I'm going to say you buy mine, I'm in.
Hell no. No. It's way too expensive for that shit. But it was, man.
Well, tell
us
what happened. Tell us what happened.
Well, I got to say, if you've seen the first one, you see that Spock from the old Star Trek series traveled back in time.
Right.
And the new cast is supposed to be them in the past. Well, their realities or their futures had been rewritten. So this episode is basically the first encounter with Khan.
With Khan.
Yes.
And Ricardo Montalban.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
And the guy that plays him did a really good job, and it was like, wow. And then they even consult with Leonard Nimoy.
Well, see, I'm not even
kind of cool.
Yeah, they do. It's not.
So you have to go back and watch the original Wrath of Khan, which is one of the greatest fucking movies of all time.
It is pretty badass.
Khan was one of the baddest villains of all
time. Oh boy, Stephanie has something.
Wait, has anyone ever actually seen Leonard Nimoy's music video about the Hobbits?
No.
Oh, God.
He has a music video about the Hobbits?
Yes.
Ah,
is it about as lame as a song that we started this set with?
Oh! Hey.
Whoa, dude. That song was horrible.
And Zenith
coming
is
back
known.
Next week is...
Zenith is horrible about going to a venue and then completely ripping that venue apart. he's known for it.
I do that
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know why people take it so serious, though. It's comedy.
Dude, everybody's that was a good song. Thing. It was a good song. I'm sorry. That's by Mofro. It's called Florida.
Yeah.
I played it because if anybody who is a Mofro fan who has ever heard that song, he has a line in there. The song is about Florida being changed and getting all these amusement parks and highways.
Yeah.
And since we were just talking about Disney, I was like, that's fitting.
Well, that's great.
So anybody that was a fan
that's what I
want to
write a song about next is
anybody
construction.
But he didn't
anybody that was a fan of Mofro would have known the reference and why it was there,
Mofro did not give me what the foxhole reference is, okay? That's what I've been trying to figure
what
out.
What looking for. And after hearing that song, I wanted to take a Mofro nap.
Oh, wow.
So
what
there.
Maybe if I heard the whole song, I don't know.
Anyway, so back to Star Trek. I thought it was an amazing movie. I think that the actors should get a lot of props because they won. I think that they do a great job imitating the old characters, the original characters.
Oh, my God. That guy doing
Bones.
DeForest.
Oh, he was in it.
DeForest Kelly's character,
the new guy.
Yeah, yeah. Did an amazing job. I mean, the audience was laughing. I mean, there were so many good moments where everybody was laughing.
And I think that's becoming the new trend. Like, Avengers was the first one where I noticed there were really a lot. Well, I guess Iron Man, but there were really a lot of good one-liner laugh lines where the whole audience was laughing out loud.
Well, did they do like old taglines from the show, like, "Damn it, Jim, I'm
Yes, he did.
And it was perfect.
He even made this point where he's all like, "Damn it, Jim, we need to do this and not this." He goes, "Bones, come on, man. Enough with the metaphors."
Yeah. It was a great movie, though. I highly suggest that anybody goes out and see it. Now, let's talk about Iron Man. Who in the room has seen Iron Man?
Not this guy.
Nope.
Buster, did you see Iron Man?
All right, good movie, great movie. There you have it. So according to this crowd, let's see, at least two out of the seven people in this room say go see Star Trek over Iron Man.
I have heard a lot of really good things about Iron Man. So
really?
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but bad things.
Really?
Like Robert Downey Jr. is phoning in his performance. The character's been completely changed. In fact, I have a review up here that says the suit, the iron suit, there's no one home inside the suit. And that's according to a Rolling Stone full review.
Oh, yeah?
Like, it was not the same.
But it broke so many records worldwide box office for a weekend release.
It was highly anticipated because the other two were great.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. I'll read you the full quote from the Rolling Stone. It says, "But for all the clanking armies of iron knights on display to dazzle the eager kid in each of us, this summer epic rings hollow. There's no one home inside the suit." Then on the other side, the Miami Herald says, "Just like he does with those crummy Sherlock Holmes movies, Downey elevates this rather flimsy material with his sheer presence." So there's one review saying Downey sucks, and then the other one says, "No,
so basically,
Downey was awesome.
Go see the movie and form your own opinion."
Yeah, pretty much for any movie you can get.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've seen somebody like hate on a movie, and then I watch it, and it's incredible. You know,
where do you guys think the best place to go see a movie is?
In a movie theater.
No.
That's the best place.
No,
IMAX or something with a really big screen to where you can just like...
Size does matter when it comes to movies.
Yeah. But I'm talking about, okay, let's not... All right, obviously, any theater is going to have, you know, a state-of-the-art sound and a state-of-the-art screen. I'm talking about, like, what is the best movie theater building? Like, where do you like to go the most to go see a movie? Is it Downtown Disney?
Is pretty good because you got Splitsville right there, a bar right by the
and
front door.
Several bars. That,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, dude. And that's
within
really
walking
good.
Distance.
And Mango Daiquiri that I had
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, thanks
very
for having
strong.
Mango Daiquiris without me yesterday.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit on Facebook for that, by the
fuck
way.
Fuck, man. That thing
day.
Was so strong, and I kept getting brain freeze after brain freeze. It was helpfully, actually, like, increasing my buzz.
Yeah, Greg was drinking his frozen drink, like one drink every 5 minutes, like one sip every 5 minutes because it was hurting him. And I was halfway through mine. He looks over and he goes, "Dude, how are you drinking that so fast?" And I go, "Because I'm not a pussy."
And by pussy, you mean foxhole.
Right? Oh,
yeah, is that what it means?
We figured it out.
Oh, shit.
But I am interested in this movie theater question because why do you say Point Orlando is the best place to go?
I don't know. It has the biggest screen.
It does. It really does have the biggest IMAX screen. And it has a really good setup there, too.
Yeah. I'm not. IMAX doesn't sell me. It needs to be like the prices need to be right. It needs to be a nice venue. I don't want to go in there.
The chairs are very comfortable at AMC.
Yeah.
At the Downtown Disney.
Yeah, they are. They really, really are. What about over at Point Orlando?
They're pretty good.
They're stadium seating too.
Yeah. We need to have something like that. It needs to open up in this area.
Has anybody tried the dine-in dinner?
Yes, I have. I've done the
dine-in
fork and screen.
I think that's the stupidest goddamn thing they've ever come up with.
I think it's
genius. I have an opinion on that.
Dude, okay. I got a rum and coke, a Captain Coke for like $3.75.
Okay.
Now, why do you think it's a bad idea, Mike?
Because whenever I go to, I'm a movie fan. And when I go to a movie, I don't want some jackass coming up to me asking me for my order. I don't want to be distracted by trying to
you
cut
don't
my
order.
He's not. No, no, no. He doesn't come up and ask you. You push a button and he comes up and you tell him what you want.
Right. But I'm not going to do that. Mike? That's why I think it's the dumbest thing, because I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to push a button and have somebody come up to me while I'm right in the middle of a dramatic scene from the movie that I just paid $15 to go see.
You do select when to press the button, Mike. You don't have to be like, "Oh, I'll do it right now."
Yeah, dude. You get your shit.
This looks like a good moment.
Before you. you fucking the movie.
The music
starts,
is climaxing.
Dude.
Let me go ahead and press the button.
Yeah, but you're still eating with like a fork, and you know it's not. Good.
I actually.
Then don't fucking go to it, dude.
I'm not gonna go to it. I'm telling you why. Here's telling you why I wouldn't go to it.
I am not gonna take you out to dinner. Besides, I like sitting next to you with the popcorn.
Yeah, see, I like having the popcorn over in one seat, and then my friend over in the other seat.
You guys share a popcorn
that I'm with in the seat next to me. Yeah, hell yeah.
And I always got a hold of the popcorn, and then I put my penis through it, and then he'd sit there and he reached down and he started jerking me off with it. Oh.
That would have been a lot funnier if you would have waited until nobody else was talking. What were you going
to
say, John?
I was going to say, there was a few years ago where you and I and a couple others, we went to one of those type of movie dinner things in Winter Haven when they had it. I think it was you. And we had a meal, and it was stupid, basic shit like chicken fingers and hot dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, right towards the end of the movie, I was paying with a card, and the guy comes in and says, "I'm going to need you to come out here and sign the card." And I'm like, "Well, we're going to wait till the movie's done." And he's like, "I'm sorry, sir, but we need to go take care of this now because we're closing out." And I go, "The movie's almost over, man."
Yeah.
And I'm arguing with the guy, and he was like some 17-year-old kid, and he's like,
"Of course, he's just trying to do his job."
Yeah. And I'm like, he's going, my bad. And I'm like, you know, I paid money to see this movie, and now I can't watch the rest of it because you need me to sign some friggin' papers, man. So yeah, I
think it's dumb. Eat dinner before you go to the movie theater.
Sure.
And then maybe get a popcorn or a candy.
This is consolidating your fucking steps so you can do more shit later on. Well, and I got dinner and movie at the same time, and then bam, that's night that's free and open to go do other
this
shit.
This criticism is coming from someone who can't chew bubblegum and skip at the same time, so
whatever.
Deleted. All right. I think it's a great idea. I actually thought of a very similar concept like 10 years ago. You guys are not going to believe me. And it was going to be the same exact concept, except there were going to be like a fake little miniature cars, like a drive-in, and you order on the computer screen in the car I missed those days.
The drive-in movie theater?
The drive-in.
Dude, they have one in Lakeland, yeah.
Yeah, the drive-in movie theater is awesome. And
I can't believe there's not more around, actually.
Well, because for some reason they've gotten unpopular, but to me, I think that they're still amazing.
There's one in my hometown.
You get all your friends together, like we all jump in a car right now, jump in a truck or something, we go out there with a cooler of beer and some snacks and hang out and on the lawn and watch the movie. Yeah. I've always loved
it. Now they have it to where you tune in your radio.
Yeah, Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And then you can have it like surround sound. You can bring like speakers and shit and set up a whole big fucking menu.
In that case,
you want to go with a Puerto
Rican.
What
are you saying? Just because I have a big truck, I have to supply the ride?
Yeah, exactly. You're driving. If you could do me a favor, please, and just keep it down over there, Clay. You're not talking enough.
It's the angry Texan. He keeps staring at me, scaring me.
For those of you who don't know Clay, Clay is like twice the size of Greg. That's why that's funny.
Every time Greg says foxhole, he stares at
he stares at Clay like, "I'm gonna get you, boy. You got a pretty mouth."
At the end there, joined by the friend of the King's, Clay. All right, to round it out, we're going to bring in yet another guest. This one was from our Mother's Day episode. We were joined by Jory Belding, a local author, who might also happen to be a lesbian. And we get her opinion on Maxim's Most Beautiful Women.
We are joined, of course, by the lovely Joy Belding.
Hello. Yes! Yeah. Yes!
Oh, thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Now, in this segment, Joy...
Good job for being here.
Yeah, exactly.
I do what I can.
In this segment, we usually move into the top news of the week. So let's talk about... how about Maxim's top 100 list?
Woo! What do you got? What do you got? List.
Wait, that doesn't get cheering?
No. Well, I mean, I guess it could.
Well, let's see what's on there first.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Could be horrible.
Okay, here's the thing. True. Here's the big funny thing is what you're not going to believe, that Monty Teo's girlfriend made the top 100.
What?
Monty Teo is, of course, the linebacker out of Notre Dame who made up a girlfriend, then said that she died
of cancer
and
to get sympathy and attention.
Yes,
and it worked out for him because now he's in the third round draft.
I believe
for the
he
NFL.
Was in the third round. Yeah,
unbelievable.
Don't quote me on that, but I believe it was.
What
the third
is wrong
round, yeah.
with our system?
But he basically used it as a media ploy to get his name up there and figure out get his name out there basically, and of course it ended up working out for him.
And he will be drafted. Ever known as the linebacker that is full of shit.
Right. But his girlfriend made the Maxim top 100 list at number 69. The top five ladies are
Really?
I know.
Are you serious?
How? Yeah, 100% serious.
No.
Who is the actual girl that the photo was?
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, let me pull it up for you.
We need to post that on the website.
Yeah, we could do that. Hold on.
We totally need to post that.
You guys talk amongst yourselves and tell me who you think should be. Bread and butter.
Bread and butter.
69.
How many positions
can you do 69?
Come on, you're killing me over here.
But seriously, though,
who do you think should be on this list?
Oh, boy.
Celebrities. It's all celebrities. Remember that.
I
mean, I know you want to say your girlfriend, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well, no.
What do you got, Joy?
I mean, obviously, the girl in Hunger Games.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is her name? I forget her name.
I'm drawing a blank.
I forget her name. She was in a recent movie with...
I think she was named top something from Guys as the top hottest girl because she's so naturally pretty and strong. Yeah.
Right. Here you go. Here you go, guys. Here is the picture of... her boyfriend.
It's a picture of him and a blank bikini.
Yeah, it's a bikini with absolutely nobody in it. Basically.
I would take that any day. It doesn't talk back.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
You go, Joy.
But yes, that is the big news is that she made it on there, which I think is awesome. All right, here's your top five ladies. Miley Cyrus.
Really?
Guess what number she got?
What did she get?
Number one.
What?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus, number
with
one.
With shaved head and all?
Yeah.
What is wrong with that magazine?
I know. See, that's what I'm saying. What the hell? Are you serious right now? Miley Cyrus
Everything
is the hottest
girl on
Earth.
Everything is getting written by lesbians, I'm telling you. We're taking over.
I just don't buy it. I'm sorry.
Maybe. That's like, she's Disney, isn't she?
Well, she used
to
be.
But then she shaved half of her head and dyed the rest of it platinum blonde.
And then, exactly. So that makes that you're no longer Disney after that happens.
Yeah.
Or sane.
Okay.
Okay, here's your top five.
Wow.
Counting down. Jennifer Lawrence, number five.
Jennifer Lawrence.
You've never seen Jennifer Lawrence?
That's Katniss.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, that's her. Hunger. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, sure.
You think so, really?
Yeah.
What is wrong
with
you?
I mean, come on. I mean, she is hot. Don't get me wrong.
What was the recent movie? I just saw it. It had Robert De Niro in it. And
A Silver Lining Playbook?
Well,
yeah.
Look
did
at
you
see
pictures.
It? Look
I did
these.
Not.
It's very good.
I just looked
good.
At photos. Why do I need the movie?
Look
right,
at
good
these
point.
Eyes. Oh, my God.
It was a really good movie. Yeah. But yeah, she was great in it. And I didn't see Hunger
talking.
Games.
I'm looking at
Mike.
What?
Hello?
We're still doing a podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. On? Oh, hello. I'm sorry.
Somebody
get a Jennifer Lawrence.
Get a paper
eyes,
towel.
Yeah.
Get a paper towel.
Or a cup. Either one.
Number four was Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Gorgeous.
Yes, absolutely fantastically gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know this, but she does a fantastic lesbian scene in Black Swan.
Well, we're going to stop right there. Probably one of the worst lesbian scenes I've
what?
Ever seen.
Really? Are you serious?
I think any lesbian scene is an awesome lesbian scene.
You should.
Good
then
point.
I need to start charging you to come to my house. But I'm sorry, but if you think a girl just jumping on someone like that and kissing them is a hot lesbian scene.
Yeah. No. Have you seen this movie? Have you seen it?
Yes, of course I've seen the movie.
No, you're telling me the scene where she goes into the bedroom and they are like
they
on each other.
They
like
contact
biting
eyes.
And like ripping clothes off. And Mila Kunis is like wiping vagina slime from her mouth.
Yeah, she didn't do that in the scene. I think that you created half of
no.
that.
No,
she literally
did.
Jumped on her, kissed her, and then maybe there was 2 seconds of foreplay, and then it was over. That's not a hot scene.
Oh my
That's
God!
That's a tease.
You must have been drunk.
And you
just
said vagina slime.
My mom used to smoke those when I was growing up.
Ah,
what? Or I think they might have been called Virginia Slims. I can't remember.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, Mila Kunis, number four. Number three is I disagree with this, but Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Yeah,
she's pretty hot.
I mean, she is hot, but, you know, Rihanna is a
There's
dumbass.
Something about her that makes me want to punch her in the face.
Yeah, well, easy there, Chris Brown.
She's a very beautiful girl.
She has a nice mohawk. It's something to look up to.
I don't know. I mean, she looks all right.
I wouldn't mind having that, but...
Yeah, she is sexy, I guess. You know, she's got her thing
going on. I would choose Beyonce
on,
over her.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I
number
agree
two,
too.
And number two. Now, this one, is this for all the pedophiles of the world? But it's Selena Gomez.
Oh God, her
now,
songs
that's
are
not
horrible.
For the pedophiles, it's for the necrophiliacs. She's been dead for like 15 years now.
No, Selena Gomez is like a 17-year-old girl.
Oh,
I think.
Not Selena.
Oh, gotcha,
yeah, not
sorry.
Selena, you damn dumbass. Holy shit! God Almighty.
You just lost a whole bunch of Hispanic listeners. They were totally like, that was my favorite movie as a child.
I think that Selena Gomez is very attractive, but I think she'll be more attractive when she's in her mid-20s.
No,
she looks like a kid.
Graduate high school first.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you listened to her music? It's terrible.
No.
It's just repeating the same line over and over and over again.
But isn't that basically what all pop music is anymore?
Pretty much.
I mean, think about Katy Perry or Justin Bieber. Any of them, they're
What's
all,
the difference?
It's all just repeat
it's
the same
line. It's all crap.
They all get to the hook as fast as they can, and they repeat it for like three minutes.
Katy Perry's attractive.
Don't bore us. Get to the chorus.
All right, let's talk about people who should have been on the list. Let's see here. No, oh God, I'm missing it. Okay, here we go. Meanwhile, Katy Perry just missed the top 10. She came in at 11.
Okay.
Megan Fox came in at number 20.
Now, hold on. I do believe Katy Perry is hot, but I've seen her in person.
Yeah.
And she's got about 2 pounds of spackled makeup on her face.
You've seen her in person?
Yeah.
Where did you meet her in person?
When I worked at Six Flags in New Jersey. Really? She did a concert.
Wait, is this
there.
Your hallucination thing that you do all the time?
No. This is not one of those times,
okay,
Joy.
Okay, all right.
No, this is an actual event. This happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you think that she's got too much makeup, I guess.
She did have too much makeup. It's like, I don't know what to say, but yeah, she had buckets on her face.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Who else? Megan Fox, number 20.
How does Megan Fox make anything when she is just animatronic at this point with all the surgery?
Really? You don't think Megan Fox is sexy?
Absolutely not.
What? Are you kidding me?
Hold on a second.
Let me pull her up as well.
You can pull her up, but... I mean, I could just watch Short Circuit and see the same thing. I don't...
Are you serious? Come on. Look at these girls. Look at these pictures.
She's not real. It's all handmade. No. Nope.
Whatever. All right. UFC minx Ronda Rousey. Have you seen her?
I don't even know who that is.
Dude, let me pull this up for you.
Ronda Rousey. Her last name is Rousey.
Yeah, because she gets you a Rousey.
If she had a kid, it would be Major Rousey.
Hey-oh! I like that.
That's what you call a callback.
Ronda Rousey, there she is. Look at her. She's okay. No, she's super hot, dude. She's like all made.
She looks like every fifth girl that lives in Polk County. Look at her face.
She's in unbelievable shape. Look at her. My daddy chews. What about this? Hold on, wait. How about this? Look at that.
She's got what?
She's a little bit too much in shape. Right. Yeah, she does. She does. All right. How about Sofia Vergara, number 49?
Never heard of her either.
You've never heard of Sofia Vergara? Dude.
No. And she's, from the sound of her name, she probably lives further south of Polk County in Miami.
No.
So let's see what this looks like.
Hold on. Sofia Vergara is known for, what is the name of that show, Joy? Help me out here.
I would if I knew who that was.
You really don't know who Sofia Vergara is?
I'm just thinking of the name Major again in Vulgara.
What was the show? No.
The one with the gay family?
No.
It's
Party of Nine. No. It's
Yes, she's the mom on
It's got the guy.
It's got Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill. Yeah. Thank you. Holy moly. How can I forget
God,
that?
We're Here. Looking like idiots right now.
Yeah,
we are. Yes.
But look, there's Sofia Vergara.
What's TV?
But she is. There's a gay couple on there.
She's gorgeous. Yes.
Yeah, she's absolutely gorgeous.
And she's hysterical, so that's very attractive.
And it's an awesome show, by the way, if we could just think of the title.
What is the name of that show? I know there are people yelling at their phones or their radios or their computers
right now.
They're going,
it's this, you idiot!
You damn idiot! It's like the most popular sitcom on TV right now.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
No, it really is, but I just don't. I don't watch enough fucking TV to remember what it is.
You should be watching The Office if you're not watching.
No, The Office sucks.
It's almost over, by the way.
It is over.
It's this week.
Series finale. Yeah, this week.
I'm going to cry, too. It's sad. However, it has not been the same since... Michael Scott left.
Okay, I'm pulling this next girl up because you're not going to know who she is. She's George Clooney's girlfriend. Her name is Stacey Keibler, and she is unbelievably hot. And she's at number 63.
She makes cookies.
No, she doesn't.
She lives in a tree.
She lives in a tree.
No, she doesn't make cookies, but if she did,
she wears red and green suits.
No, look, just look at
with
how beautiful
tie.
She is. Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever. God, you guys are killing me. last year's number one Bar Raffaelli, who was a supermodel who was dating Leo DiCaprio, she fell off the list completely. She's last year number one. This year, not even on the top 100.
Damn.
Couldn't even make it to the 100.
Out of there.
There you go. There's Maxim's top 100 in the nutshell. Yay!
There it is. Always good to have Joy Belding stop by. Coming up next is one of the more controversial segments where we start talking about a certain subject that might irritate one of the kings. Check it out.
Here's a little list that I found on BuzzFeed. It's 21 actors who almost got the part but didn't quite make it. How about Tim Roth? Think of Tim Roth as playing, is it Severus Snape?
Yeah.
Yeah, Severus Snape from Harry Potter. You're a Harry Potter fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, you could see it? Yeah, I could actually. Tim Roth would have played Severus Snape, but apparently it actually ended up going to...
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman, mm-hmm. Yes, of course. The guy.
Alan Rickman.
Which he had an okay career up till then, but that's made him.
Yeah?
That has made him.
No. Die Hard made him.
Yeah, Die Hard is what made him, dude. Yeah. That's where he came from.
Alan Rickman?
Yeah. Mr. Takaki will not be joining us for the rest of his
life.
Well,
you also got to consider that Zach was born the year after the first Die Hard came out.
That is true. Oh, that's true. Wow, he's the youngster in the room.
So you've never seen Moonlighting.
No.
That's where Bruce Willis guys starred.
Oh, yeah. He was actually still filming Moonlighting whenever they started filming Die Hard.
With Bitch Shepherd or Sybil Shepherd, whatever.
Does anybody watch The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Yes.
You did?
I've seen the originals. Yeah, I didn't see the new
I have
one.
No idea who Lisbeth Salander is. I guess it's the main character.
That was pretty much like her big movie. Like, she hasn't been in... I don't know that she's been in much of anything since, really.
Well, Carey Mulligan was... No, Lisbeth Salander must be the lead character.
Well, I have no idea who the lead character, what the hell her name is.
Okay, well, Carey Mulligan was in the running. Yeah, no good? That's what I thought. Nobody really pays attention. How about this one? Nicolas Cage playing John Bender in The Breakfast Club.
What?
That's actually a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
Well, think of the young Nick Cage, like Raising Arizona Nick Cage.
Now, who was it that actually played, what character was
Judd
John?
Judd Nelson,
yeah. I couldn't picture Nick Cage doing
that. Yeah, but Nick Cage, whenever he started out acting, he changed his name from Nicholas Coppola because he didn't want to have
him
from his uncle. So,
but I still, despite what his name was, I still couldn't see him playing.
He kind of
played
character. The same part in Valley Girl, anyway.
Oh, did he?
Kind of.
That character in The Breakfast Club, he needed emotional depth, and when you think Nick Cage is just totally flatline on the emotion scale.
I don't know. No? When he went off the scale on the Gone in 60 Seconds with the scene where he was talking to the English guy or Australian guy, he's like, you take this and you make this, and then you take off the 20, and then you got this. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of like, okay, I could see him playing Judd Nelson's character in Breakfast Club just from that line.
Maybe. What about this one? Jennifer Lawrence, who plays the Hunger Games trilogy, she actually was up in the running for Bella in Twilight, which actually went to Kristen Stewart.
Oh,
as well,
no. God. Good. She would have done so much better because Kristen Stewart is the worst actress of all time.
She's a Muppet.
Yeah, but they were terrible movies, so she's lucky she missed out for that.
Are you kidding me? Hunger Games.
I will
was a
say
great
this.
Movie.
No, he's talking about Twilight.
Yeah. Oh, they might have actually been better had that girl been in it.
Kristen
they
Stewart.
Were terrible.
Have you seen the new Snow White with Kristen Stewart? That part where she stares at the troll like...
Yeah, but have you actually seen any of the Twilight movies? Just the movie
I've
itself?
Seen the first one, and I thought I was going to go chop my dick off.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they're terrible. How about this one? This one's going to get you. Will Smith in Django Unchained.
No,
not in a million years.
Yeah, but I never pictured Jamie Foxx playing that character
either.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, but like... I expected maybe, I don't know, Samuel Jackson could have played that part. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, Sam Jackson had it. Yeah, he did a great job.
I know, he did a good job with that other one, but I mean, we could have gotten like, I don't know, the dude played Mr. Jefferson, but he was already dead.
Am I the only one that thinks that Andy Dick would have been good in that role?
Yeah, yes.
Just me?
Yeah, that would be you. Yeah, good job, buddy.
Dude, let's never mention Andy Dick ever again on this podcast. The worst fucking idiot on the
Oh my God. Please. Knock it off.
I'm just so used to him saying
I know, but quit dropping the F-bomb, please. For the love of God, I'm going to come over there and knock the shit out of you.
And then I'm going to go over there and beat the shit out of Devin for doing that.
I've seen Mike fight. You will not be able to move after
I doubt it.
Hey, whatever. For the record, I got out of the car and walked.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry, another inside joke.
I will limp my ass over there and tear your head out.
All right, I've got a really quick story that I want to run by you guys because I think it's really going to piss off Devin. one. And this might this might actually spark the fight. The Northwest Houston community of Oak Forest is the first neighborhood in the country being trained and equipped by the Armed Citizen Project, which is a Houston nonprofit that is giving away free shotguns to single women and residents of neighborhoods with a high crime rate.
Oh, my God. Let me get out of the way before these two get out.
Wow.
This is going on in Houston.
I'm very scared for my life. I'm between the two of them, and this is not good.
I think we should do a remote podcast from Houston.
Residents of Oak Forest say that their neighborhood, made up of older one-story houses and a growing number of new townhomes, has experienced a recent rash of drive-away robberies and home burglaries. On a recent Sunday afternoon, a group of 10 citizens, including, I have no idea who this person is, went through training at Shiloh Shooting at Northwest Houston Gun Range. It costs the organization about $300 to arm and train an individual and about $20,000 for the entire neighborhood. All costs are paid through donations, and they declined to really go into it any further than that.
How do you arm and train? I can understand arm, but train people with shotguns? You basically hold it at the hip and just fire. And it spreads to
point
whatever.
Point it in the general
direction.
You
don't remember playing Contra and getting the shotgun. You just shoot forward, and it takes care of everything in your path.
What is the point of arming them if these robberies, like, they're taking place and the people are coming and leaving, and then they're going, oh, my God, I was robbed. It's not like they're being, like, tied up in their homes and, like...
But do you generally think that it's a good idea to go out and give citizens guns? Here's a free gun to protect your home.
As much as you know how I feel about this subject matter, I do think that it's I'm leaning towards yes, it is a good idea.
Really?
Yeah. What?
You think giving everybody a gun is a good idea?
If,
I mean,
in that one particular neighborhood, there's a rash of robberies. And that one group, which it sounds like it's probably one group jumping in and doing this, they got shot one time, and they know that there's guns in this neighborhood. They're not going to rob this neighborhood anymore.
Yeah, how many times, though, does a gun actually prevent a robbery from taking place? I mean, you see this stuff occasionally, like in the 7-Eleven and stuff, but that's face-to-face robbery. Like, I'm talking to more – this is what I'm thinking. You put a gun in the home, you have more chance of violence and stuff happening. Oscar Pistorius would probably just be facing abuse charges. Charges, not murder charges, had he not had a gun at his bedside, you know, had he not had access to that. I think of how many homicides, suicides, things like that that take place because of the ease of access of already having a gun in
and
your
house. And I'm with you
and
on
now
that
you're
completely,
providing them
completely.
The gun, you know?
But I mean, if there's a rash of robberies in our neighborhood, I'd feel a lot safer with a gun in the house.
Put a sign in the front yard that says, I own a gun. Fuck off. I mean, screw off.
God almighty, Greg. Please, dude. Seriously. Stop it.
The thing with this is, it was unsolicited. I mean, these people show up in a neighborhood and like, you guys got some crime. We got some guns.
What if somebody in the place is actually robbing them, and now they're like, here's a gun for you to prevent the robbery that you're secretly doing and we don't know yet. You know, like,
right.
I just think it's a bad idea because if you're giving everybody a gun, let's say at first they have these weapons because they're trying to prevent themselves from getting robbed, but then now John comes over and trims my tree, and I come home and see that he trimmed half of my tree away, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? We get into a big argument. I go back to the house and grab my shotgun now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, why would you even want to make that a possibility at this point?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Whether they admit it or not, that thought's always in the back of your mind. Like,
exactly.
I have a shotgun in my home that was given to me by my grandfather for hunting purposes.
Yeah.
And I can say that several times I've heard something outside and I'm like, okay, I know the shotgun's there. You know, and that's sad. And I've also actually been in the neighborhood walking, and there was a guy that ran the stop sign and like almost hit me and my dog. And I was thinking, if he had ran over my dog, I would have went home and got my shotgun.
Yeah,
like I would have filled him with holes. Like,
yeah, see, that's the thing. But you don't want to have
that. I don't want to have that access.
Exactly.
To that, you know?
And to me, I think that's exactly the point. The more guns you put out there, and even though you're thinking you have a good intent,
that's why we have a 3-day waiting period.
Yeah, you're opening
you've
the door
calm
for.
Down,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
On the other hand of that, though, what if somebody comes into your house and your family's in there and they're threatened? You have no way of defending your family. You know, if he has a gun or a weapon or something, and you can't get your hands on anything. You know what I mean?
But what if a person comes into your house with your family in it with the intent to rob, but now that you have a gun in your house, they get to it first and they kill your whole family?
That's why you sleep with it under your pillow or under your bed.
That's a bad idea.
Because I don't know.
No, it's not. My mom sleeps with a 38 underneath her mattress. If something happens, she grabs it and cocks it back, and she's like ready for somebody.
Well, I imagine there's a lot of violence in the trailer park. I mean,
she told you
just
as
a joke, Greg. Just a joke, Greg.
Joke, dude.
Whoa! Wow! Oh my
God. You know what's funny is this is like the fourth time, the second time that I've made fun of his mom. But how many times has he said he had sex with my mom? Like,
yeah, only his retaliation. You son of a bitch! God.
All right, things are getting heated in here in the podcast
room.
They
can't be getting heated. He threw ice at me. It's cold.
Good point.
One of the times in the studio where I genuinely feared for my life. And just to show the opposite side of that, here's a look at the time when Greg might have been a little more friendly.
Now, I don't mean to be to throw you under the bus, Greg, but Greg got shit-faced yesterday.
Yeah. And Greg?
Oh, my God.
When he drinks, he got shit-faced?
Yeah.
And crazy.
He's grinning, too.
Exactly. We got home, and the idea was we had to get home because we both had shows to do last night.
Yeah.
And we got home, and it was supposed to be go to bed, take a nap, get ready for the night.
Well, I got home at 5 o'clock, about 5:30 yesterday, and Greg was snoring so badly on the couch that the couch cushion was halfway up his nose.
but the thing, what happened is when we got home, I was like, dude, I'm done. But I wanted to play a little bit of guitar, just kind of relax.
Sure, rock
out. So I'm
out.
Playing the guitar, and Greg starts singing to the guitar loudly.
Yeah.
And very badly.
Rock and roll. That's what happens when you play Constant Craving around Greg. He can't control himself.
He starts singing loud. So I'm like, okay, dude, I'm done. I put the guitar away, but that does not stop poor Greg.
Oh, my God.
He keeps going, and he's singing loudly and badly, like at the top of his lungs, and he will not shut up.
Well, in his head, there's an arena crowd cheering him on.
It was.
And the lyrics were slurred. He was like listening to Eddie Vedder, you know, on a half a bottle of Crown or something.
Right.
I don't know. It was really bad. But so then I go to my room, and finally I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to bed. So I go into my room and I lock the door and close the door and lock it. And what does Greg do?
He tries to get in there.
He stands outside of my door for like 15 damn minutes.
And croons you to sleep.
Hey, your girl was laughing though, John. I mean, she was laughing. We were having some fun, and I was trying to listen to see if he was laughing. And I
was not laughing. I was trying to sleep, you douchebag.
What the two of you don't know is we actually have an audio bite from
the, we do?
Oh,
yeah,
we do.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yes, that was me yesterday. That was me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was totally
That's pretty good, Greg.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's it. It's our first ever Best Of episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed re-laughing at our laughy laughness. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Rate us. Check us out on Stitcher. Give us a thumbs up there. The Beyond Pod app on Android or the podcast app on your iPhone. Or, as always, check us out on www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. Please be sure to check out our sponsor, AudioHog, at audiohog.com. That's AudioHog with two Gs.com. Reach us at kings@kingsofthepodcastle.com. Hope you guys enjoy your week. See you later.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got up in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was.
Is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What? I'm getting pissed.
Now listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
Let me. I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.